story starts as at the beginning, of course, when Germany did an annexation with Austria and came into Austria and turned Austria upside down. The first thing that I remember was the Kristallnacht, when the Germans came into Austria and all the Jewish stores were smashed, the windows were taken out, everything that was in the store was plundered. They went to the synagogues and trashed the Holy Torahs and tore the books into smithereen and then put a fire on it. And this was the beginning. My father, usually the men in Europe went ahead to find shelter for the family. So my father said to my mother, I'm going. I will be in touch. I'm going to go over the border illegally from Belgium into Germany. That's like going into the fire. But of course, we didn't know that. And my father did so. And he says, I will be in touch. So when this happened, my mother and my brother and I, we didn't know what we were going to do. But that was solved because the janitor in the building came into our apartment, knocked on the door, and he says, Mrs. Wallach, I want you out of here. I want this apartment. If you don't vacate it within the next 24 hours, we will get the Gestapo to make you vacate it. So my mother didn't know what to do. She took a few things, a couple of suitcases, and she says, we're going to go to Uncle Herman. Uncle Herman lived in Vienna also, but in the suburbs. He was Jewish, of course. The same thing would happen to him. But she thought that was the right thing to do. So we packed and we took a taxi and we went to my uncle. My uncle said, come in. He says, but I am waiting for my papers to the United States that's supposed to come immediately that I'm waiting for. You can stay here as long as you have to. So we did, but he got somebody that would smuggle us across the border from Vienna to a town. The border was in Aachen, which was a town in Germany. And that's what we did. He got us, as I said, this person that would take us across the border illegally. We went in at nighttime, where it was pitch dark, and we had a guide that took us. It was my mother, myself, my brother, and another family with a little girl. And we got that guide, and we were walking in the dark, and the dogs, the German hound dogs, were howling. They must have had a scent that somebody was walking around there. But thank God we made it to the border just in time. As a matter of fact, during that whole scene, my mother carried my brother because he was little, he was 4 years old. And when she gave the guide, my brother, that he should carry her little, he was too heavy for her. He started to cry. So those hound dogs were barking. But thank God we made it on time to get to the border. There was a car that was expecting us, that was all taken care of. And that car took us to the city of Antwerp in Belgium. And we went to the Jewish Community Center in Belgium, and they called my father because he was listed on their records. My father came to get us, and we went to an apartment in Brussels. That's where my aunt and uncle, my other aunt and uncle on my father's family, was living, and they were waiting for their papers to come through to the United States. And they said, you know, we're leaving in about 2 days or 3 days. You can stay in our apartment in the meantime and see what you want to do. So this is what happened. But what happened then, there were so many immigrants that came in illegally to Belgium that they couldn't handle anymore. So they took us to an estate, a tremendous estate, that would take all in those refugees, whether they were Jewish or not, it didn't matter. So we went there, and my father worked there in the kitchen. I don't know what my mother did. I mean, my brother was only 4 years old. And when this occurred, that's when the war broke out.